Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A man who was discharged from the U.S. Air Force dishonorably opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers, wounding at least 20. Texas reporter Austin York on whether a motive has been established.
Why he chose this church, why he chose this community, why he did this at all is still unclear.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
For these people were innocently gunned down. We mourn their loss, but we support their family members. We appreciate the first responders and what they've done to help respond to this challenge.
Sunday's shooting in Texas follows a mass killing in Las Vegas that took 58 lives. President Trump in Japan on a two-week Asia visit. He is pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis and defended his language.
The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong. But look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will be traveling to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 7 people were killed at happening clashes between Congolese troops and followers of a renegade former officer. Army spokesman said the clashes began after police tried to disarm the officer who had been fired from his post last week. This is VOA News. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has ordered the arrest of several officials, including a billionaire nephew of King Salman, in what is being called an anti-corruption crackdown. But Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said this is part of a battle between conservatives who rule by consensus and younger, more liberal members of the Saudi royal family.
The family has been broken up in two parts. The old traditionalists who believe in consensus and in taking decisions after considerable degree of discussion with each other, against the one that's basically saying that we are going to enforce rules, regulations, and new policies without necessarily going through this process of consensus, which takes too much time and tends to dilute the intended policy purposes.
Burge also targeted the head of the National Guard who was detained. Newly leaked documents show that U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares significant business interest through a shipping venture in Russia with Vladimir Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch subject to American sanctions. Ross did not disclose the Russian business link when he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Commerce Secretary. Ross says he removes himself as Commerce Chief from matters related to transoceanic shipping and consults with the agency's ethics officials to ensure the highest ethical standards. Catalonia's ousted leader Carlos Puigdemont and 4 former Catalan ministers have been released by a Belgian judge after turning themselves in. This followed Spain issuing an arrest warrant on charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds. They've been ordered to remain in Belgium until an extradition hearing. Monash University analyst Stuart King called it a clever move by Puigdemont, who has publicly stated a lack of faith in Spanish justice.
He is, one, internationalizing the event of his eventual arrest, which he knows is going to come, and 2, he's putting his hands in a justice system which he says is more trustworthy than the Spanish one, which is the Belgian one, which of course is, you know, with Brussels as the capital of the European Union.
Puigdemont went to Belgium after Spain dismissed his government following last month's Catalan declaration of independence. Powerful typhoon hit south-central Vietnam and so far has left at least 44 dead. Rains of up to 78 centimeters were reported in some parts of the region over the 24 hours leading up until early today. Typhoon is the second to hit Vietnam in a month and the worst in 16 years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.